My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. He's also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law, and he joins us oftentimes as the major debate over the legality of marriage and gay marriage comes into the public square, and certainly as it makes its way through various incarnations in the court system. And one of the issues being debated on this very day in the First Circuit Court of Appeals is the challenge to the Defense of Marriage Act. A lower court judge declared it unconstitutional because it supposedly discriminated against homosexuals. And of course, now folks in defense of the traditional definition of marriage are hoping to see the Defense of Marriage Act upheld as we get to further and further along in the system. And Matt, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
Well, most of the attention on the DOMA issue in last few months and year or so has been the Obama administration's Justice Department deciding no longer to enforce it. But this legal process has been working its way through the system as well. As I mentioned, the district court judge on the federal system declared it unconstitutional. What was your sense of the strength of his reasoning behind that as we get ready for the appellate level here?
Well, the strength of the reasoning by the trial court judge or the district court judge was very weak, in my view, for several reasons. But this is a unique situation. What they're actually saying is that the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional because Congress will not give benefits to individuals in the state that are engaged in a same-sex marriage. In other words, it's not an allegation that Massachusetts is prohibited by the federal statute from having its own same-sex marriage law. It's that even with that same-sex marriage law, that now what they are demanding is benefits under the federal government's benefit policy. So they're saying that the Defense of Marriage Act prohibits them from getting federal benefits. It's essentially like saying, I want to have Social Security, but I'm not at the age of retirement yet, but I believe I'm still entitled to Social Security, so give me the Social Security benefits. I mean, that just makes no sense. So I think their hurdle to actually win this is going to be much more high. The bar is going to be higher. I think the reasoning of the judge was very flawed.
I'm guessing the argument for those in defense of same-sex marriage would be that, well, this is a separate and unequal situation. You may not agree with the legality of gay marriage, but exists in Massachusetts and wherever else, and some of those New England states and a couple others. And so, therefore, if in fact it exists, there should be benefits afforded to same-sex couples as there are to heterosexual couples from the federal level. Explain why that is a weak logic on the part of the judge and those adherents to that side of the case.
Well, it's weak for a couple of reasons. The first reason is that they're not saying that Massachusetts is prohibited from doing anything. Massachusetts can do whatever it wants to under the Defense of Marriage Act. Massachusetts can have its own law, can have its own separate benefits. But Massachusetts cannot force the federal government to provide benefits that are not provided to any other state. It cannot claim an entitlement to a benefit that the federal government does not grant. So that is actually a different situation. It might be, for example, that you get a tax deduction in your state for a certain kind of contribution, but the federal tax law doesn't give you the same tax contribution. You can't argue that you should also get the same tax contribution deduction on the federal law that your state gives. That's a completely different apples and oranges comparison. And so that's essentially what they're arguing here. And then the second thing is this. In order for them to show that this law is unconstitutional, they have to prove that there's no rational basis for it, no conceivable or even debatable idea that would support it. Not that even there's overwhelming evidence one way or another, but that there's no evidence at all that a rational thinking person could muster to support this law. There's a lot of rational reasons for this law, not the least of which is the definition of marriage, family, the unity of the family, the fact that children do better when they're raised with a mom and a dad, and also because the federal government just has to put a certain limitation on benefits, and not everyone is going to get benefits simply because the state wants them.
And so the Defense of Marriage Act is strengthened by the fact that the federal government does not officially recognize any same-sex marriage, so they are being treated equally as opposed to other states.
That's correct. And, you know, the other ironic thing about this is that President Obama said with regards to the health care law that he said it would be unprecedented for a federal court like the Supreme Court to strike down a law that was passed by a democratically elected Congress. Well, the health care law was barely passed by the majority. On the other hand, this federal Defense of Marriage law passed in 1996 was overwhelmingly passed by both houses of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, and signed into law by a Democratic president. And yet the president has essentially tried to torpedo this law, saying that it's unconstitutional and he won't defend it. So there's a double standard obviously working.
And given that fact that the Justice Department is not defending this law anymore, who is defending DOMA? And is it a good thing, actually, that the federal government is not doing so in a half-hearted way right now?
Well, you know, the fact that the federal government is backed out of these other defenses, certainly they've not followed their constitutional duty to defend these laws, but they weren't defending them very well anyway. And in fact, probably better for them to step aside and not torpedo this under the guise of defense and be forthright and say that you just simply won't defend it, which is what they're doing. Now, either way, I think it really poorly reflects on the administration taking a position that the law is unconstitutional, even though it's been upheld in multiple cases, passed by Congress overwhelmingly, and has been the law since 1996.
Matt, you and I have talked about the situation in California where the definition of marriage is in the courts, and you preferred that at the time of our discussion for that particular case not to come to the Supreme Court. Do you suspect that this one out of the First Circuit is ultimately headed for the Supremes?
Well, again, that depends upon what the Federal Court of Appeals does. If the Federal Court of Appeals strikes down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, then it's an automatic trip to the Supreme Court, because when you strike down a federal law, it's an automatic review by the U.S. Supreme Court. If they uphold it, it's unlikely that the Supreme Court will get involved in this case. My preference would be that, obviously, this is upheld at the Federal Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court just lets it stand and doesn't get involved in the case.
Very interesting. Matt, as always, we appreciate your time and your insight.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matthew Staver is founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. He's also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.